Welcome to the Write Your Novel podcast, the place for real talk about what it takes to create a book. My name is David Allen Patali, and I'm going to give you a no-bullshit run-through of the tips, techniques, and insights that have shaped my writing practice and helped me create a novel I'm truly happy with. We write because it's hard, because we have to, because we need to. But you don't have to suffer needlessly for your art. With the right strategies, mindset, and community, you can get it done and enjoy the process. So let me take you on a ride where writing myths get exploded, excuses get torched, and the path gets lit just a little brighter. Hello and welcome to the Write Your Novel podcast. I'm David Allen Patali, and this week I want to talk to you about dialogue. Dialogue is one of those vexed topics that often trips writers up or causes us to overthink or maybe form some bad habits, because it gets overblown a bit. Because dialogue to me, I think it's always about how well do you know your characters? How well do you know your story? How well do you know what the intentions of everybody on the page, what are their intentions? What are they trying to do? But ultimately, dialogue is scary because it tends to reveal us as characters in our own books. Dialogue tends to reveal a lot about the writer, or at least it can feel that way when you're writing it, in my experience, because you're dwelling on topics or ways of thinking that whilst your characters are expressing them, you may be drawing them from your own wellspring of experience and opinion. But Neil Gaiman has a great quote about this. He says, "If you're going to write, you have to be willing to do the equivalent of walking down the street naked. You have to be able to show too much of yourself. You have to be just a little bit more honest than you're comfortable with." And to me, that's the exciting part of dialogue. It's that you get your characters to express things that perhaps you think or that you've felt or you've heard other people say, but you get to wear the mask and you get to do it. So you get to kind of play. Dialogue for me is one of the most joyful things in writing. But like I say, I think you can overthink it, and I think you can overcook it. But let's talk about how you can actually do it, because it's one of those things that simultaneously scares a lot of writers, because they're not sure if technically they're doing the right thing, but also emotionally, are they doing the right thing with the right heft? So I just want to run through a few things. So how do you lay dialogue out traditionally? Well, essentially the rule is new lines for each speaker. You enclose the speech in quotation marks with dialogue tags outside the quotation marks. So open, 66, as they used to say at my school. Hello, comma, 99, he said, full stop. Action before or after the dialogue in a separate sentence outside the quotation marks. Lowercase if action interrupts. So it goes, the door slammed behind him. Open quote, ready or not, comma, close quote, he said, comma, open quote, here I come, close quote, full stop. Well, within that. So you can run the sentences on or you can have them separate. But otherwise, I think a new line for each speaker is always just a good way to go. It's also an interesting thing to do in that you can have, by having a new line for each speaker, you can actually create rhythm and you can actually create intention. So you might have a big line of dialogue where your person says a lot of stuff and then they do something and then they say another line of dialogue separate to that line of action. So it puts it out on its own, if you follow me. It creates a distinction on the page. It's something that I like to do quite a lot. So new line for each speaker, but you can break it by just having a new line for whenever anyone says anything. The other way of doing it, I suppose, the more modern, unadorned style, is you completely take out all the quotation marks. You take out all the he said, she said, they thought, all that kind of thing. And you just have dialogue written on the page, still with new lines and still in a way that differentiates it perhaps from thoughts or prose. This is very hard to do, but once you crack the rhythm of doing it, I think it's actually quite okay. But if you're going to do it right. I personally just stick with traditional dialogue closed in quotes, not because I'm old-fashioned, but because I personally, when I read the modern unadorned style, as I call it, I often get tripped up. It takes me out of the story. It feels to me like a kind of showy affectation. This is my opinion on it. You know, if you use it, fine. But anything that takes the reader out of the story, I think, or reminds them that they are reading a story is not great. So, but either way you go, be very careful with how you lay a dialogue out, because people need to know who's speaking. It's a tennis match, back and forth, back and forth. Now, a lot of times people often ask me, you know, how much dialogue should I have in my story? Should I have a lot? Should I have a little? Well, dialogue is a direct way of showing and not telling. It reveals character or it masks it. And I think the best dialogue has an element of truth to it, and it's naturally important because, remember, we believe what we're told. And that's an interesting thing to play with. So if your character's saying something, inevitably it has perhaps a ring of importance about it. Whereas if they're thinking it, perhaps the reader could doubt whether they're truly thinking that. But the best dialogue has an element of both. So how much dialogue should you have? Well, it's entirely up to you. And I know that's not exactly a helpful answer, but, you know, what does your story need? Is this a story told from the point of view of a central character where the interesting part of the story is figuring out their thoughts and getting to know them? Or is this an ensemble piece where lots of different characters are interacting and their dialogue is therefore going to be very interesting? What does your story need? But ultimately, what do your characters need? Does your character need to express a lot of things? Do they need to give instructions? Do they need to hurry people along? Do they need to make long-winded speeches justifying their positions? What does your character need to say? Is this person telling you a story from a very tight point of view where they're thinking and they're assessing things? Really interrogate it, but also at the same time, I think you need to decide very early how much dialogue you're going to have, because if it's wildly uneven, that's going to take the reader out. You know, all of this, you know, you have your first three chapters where it's just nothing but prose and internal thoughts, and then all of a sudden you make this switch and it's very dialogue heavy. You may lose track of things. I'm not saying you've got to be same-ish throughout, but you've got to signal at least a rhythm that people can get to know and become familiar with. I think really ultimately, though, the best dialogue reveals character and it drives the story forward. That's the ultimate rule. I would say the best dialogue reveals character. You've always got to drive the story forward no matter what. Everything that you do on the page drives the story forward. And to me, the best writing, if you like, is one where it never slows down. It always has momentum. It's always meaningful, and it flicks from one thing to the other. It's like watching a beautiful pass play in the AFL. It just goes from one end to the other. Everything is meaningful, and your eyes are glued to the ball, and you're just there at the moment the whole time. So the best dialogue reveals character. I would say that, and you know, I really, really, truly think that that's probably the best way of going forward. But how do you go about creating dialogue? I have this thing called the usual suspects. So I have certain things that I always do to create dialogue. So first of all, I act it out. And act it out can be before I even put pen to paper or hands to the keyboard. I act it out. I speak to my characters in the car. I'll enact scenes. I'll imagine things. I'll go for long walks and just talk to myself. I speak to my characters and say, what do you want? What are you thinking? What's all this about? And then I inhabit their roles, their style, their point of view. I consider everything about them, even their mood, the mood that they had in the scene. Have they slept well? Are they angry at this particular person? What is this? Finally, I'll consider giving them a role in the story. What is the role of this person in the story? Sometimes the story needs an asshole, someone who always says the blunt thing. Sometimes the story needs someone who just gets on with it. Someone, you know, you need a prima donna. You need someone who's over-emotional. You need someone who's under-emotional. You need these sort of things. So you calibrate what then how they're going to say it through those prisms. Act it out. Speak to your characters. Inhabit their roles. Consider their mood and give them a role. But also, I would advise, remember, everything is loaded. I'm sure I'm not saying this correctly, but pareidolia. Pareidolia. It's a human tendency to seek out patterns and meaning even when there is none. It's why conspiracy theories exist, perhaps, or why we see faces in knots of trees. Your reader will be doing this, so your character can say, hey, we're going to go to the shops. And even if it's not your intent that there's going to be malevolence behind that phrase, maybe your reader will read it that way. I've had scores of people come up to me and say, in Locus Summer, did he really mean this? When actually I meant something else entirely. Because everyone brings their experience to the page. So take full advantage of it. Everything in your story should be loaded, can have the potential to be one way or the other. So when you're doing your dialogue, it's really, really important to have a double meaning to everything. Not everyone is always going to say literally what they're feeling. If they did, we wouldn't have much of a story. Drama is about pulling this whole story and eking it out, stretching it, keeping on going. On the same token, don't be afraid to be boring, because sometimes people do need to talk about the weather, and sometimes they need to state the obvious. But if you've established that everything is loaded, this takes on a deeper meaning anyway. So I think it's just a reminder that you reap what you sow in your writing. And speaking of this, remember you're shaping talk, not capturing it. What is said must have meaning. Whatever is said, it must have colour and shape, because we don't want a documentary. We want a blockbuster. This is drama. You've got to really lean into this. Aristotle has a great quote on this in his great work, Poetics. He says, with respect to the requirement of art, the probable impossible is always preferable to the improbable possible. In other words, be stylish, be wild. This is your world. Even if you're writing a highly realistic novel, like what I did in Locust Summer, I always reminded myself that this is art. This is not a documentary. This is my world. So I'm allowed to shape things to my advantage. It doesn't need to actually necessarily be 100% true or ring 100% true. If it's dramatically correct for me, that's what I'm doing. So you're shaping talk. You're not capturing it. It is, in a way, a stylized version of conversations. I mean, if you're worried about being too stylish or not being stylish, style is inevitable when we write. It's utterly inevitable. It's baked into what we're doing. Otherwise, we'd just be going out with a tape recorder and making docos. So with that in mind, coming up with dialogue, I think, should be the simplest possible process. Write on first instinct by asking, what would your character say? You can refine it later. The best dialogue, I think, comes from instinct, especially if we get out of our way and we just let it happen. The best dialogue comes from your voice transposed to characters, your words, your style, the private meaning shared with the reader. And as long as you're asking, what does my character want? What do they need? What can they actually see in this sphere, in this scene? What do they actually know? What are they actually in a position to say? What are they showing, sharing, or doing? You can't go wrong. Get out of your own way and just write what the person would say. Bring that person to life. Believe your make-believe. Just a couple more notes before I go. Dialogue or prose? Much of the dialogue you write in the first draft can actually become prose, but much of the prose you write in the first draft can actually also become dialogue. The key is to identify what reveals character and what pushes the story ahead, and kind of err on the side of character for dialogue. So you can have like people, then I cross to the other side of the room, da 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 da, and then you say something that's meaningful. Perhaps, in your previous iteration, everything in that sentence was prose. Pull out the character revealing stuff and make it into dialogue. The other thing I would say is, as well, there's two main techniques I kind of use for creating dialogue. I call it a detonation statement. So you have prose to introduce the scene and the characters, and the first thing spoken aloud is something really, really big. So you have lots and lots of prose, people talk, saying, I went to the cafe and I sat down and I waited for her and she was 10 minutes late and da-da-da-da-da. The moment she sat down, I said, I want a divorce. I'm leaving you for Stephanie, my personal trainer. Great, because from that detonation statement, we just cut straight to the heart of an interesting conversation. We set the scene with the prose, and then the first thing we see with dialogue, the first thing we hear with dialogue, remember, if it's said, it's important. If it's said, maybe it's kind of true. It dominates the page. It's the first interesting thing that we read on that page. So detonation statements are really great. Cut to the heart of the argument, the issue. The other way you can go is pleasantries, specifics, then the quarrel. So you set that up with a bit more prose. So you actually show the wife sitting down and then the husband maybe getting up and pushing her seat in and offering her wine before, and they have a bit of chit-chat back and forth about the kids, and then he drops the detonation statement on her. So that maybe sort of draws the scene out a little bit more. So 7 rules for creating dialogue, just to wrap it up. This is from Writer's Digest, and I have this up on my whiteboard. Dialogue should stay on topic. Use dialogue as you would actual speech. Opt for the speaker attribution said over all others. Avoid long speeches, although they can justify themselves, in my opinion. Be grammatically correct. You don't want to throw the reader. show what the characters are doing while they're talking. That's very powerful. It's it helps you to set the scene a little bit more. And I think keep characters' speech consistent. That's quite a that's a good piece of advice, because once you get to the end of the first draft, you'll read it back and you may find, as I do, a lot of your characters are wildly inconsistent with what they say and how they say it and their moods. That's fine, you know, because you're writing a lot of chapters in isolation and without reference to them, and you're just pushing to the end. But if you can make your characters speak consistently and then within that have an arc, you've done your job. So, dialogue is easy. Write from instinct. Just, it comes from a place where you understand your characters and you understand their motivations, and then you just get out of your own bloody way. I hope that helps. Good luck. Thank you for listening to this episode of Write Your Novel with David Allan Petale. If you loved what you heard, hit the subscribe button. You can follow me on socials at David Allan Petale. Don't forget, this podcast is about writing your novel, so make sure you drop any of your questions into the link in the show notes, and I'll make sure I answer it on the show. Until next time, happy writing.